What does it look like that your ministry is done in conformity with the Holy Scriptures and the aforementioned confessions? You get this. Will you faithfully instruct both young and old in the chief articles of Christian doctrine? You're going to teach the catechism. Will you forgive the sins of those who are repentant? And will you promise never to divulge the sins confessed to you, the seal of the confessional? Will you minister faithfully to the sick and the dying? Not leaving that to the lay people to do on their own. But this is saying you as a pastor have that responsibility. Will you demonstrate to the church a constant ready ministry centered in the gospel? Will you admonish and encourage the people to a lively confidence in Christ, faith, and to holy living, to sanctification? Finally, will you adorn the office of the holy ministry with the holy life? Will you diligently study the scriptures and the confessions? And will you be constant in prayer for those under your pastoral care? I suggest that if you want to evaluate your pastor, you need to go back to these promises and say, Pastor, can we talk to you about how we're doing with these things? This is what every pastor wants his board of elders to hold him responsible for, as opposed to other duties that are dreamed up and handed on. Besides, I can't get away from the words of the Homilia. He said, the Lutheran pastor cares nothing for the multiplication of duties that characterizes the modern church. He knows that he never faithfully gets done everything that he's promised to do in his ordination vows. Please don't add more. You know, getting this is full-time work and more.